hi, how are you? 6:02, it's Monday. Yay!
Okay. You almost sounded genuinely happy that it was Monday there.
Well, it's just there was so much good over the weekend.
Okay.
And
there was, really.
I mean, sure, the Vikings lost yesterday, but...
I know, I'm sad about that.
Maybe it's just coming back to reality.
The Packers
slaughtered the undefeated Texans last night.
I think it was just a fluke yesterday.
I don't think it was a fluke. Boy, I tell you what, though. Sure is a good idea to blitz RG3 on third down.
I don't know what that means, but I kept seeing the RG3 thing, and I was like,
Robert Griffin
RG3?
Robert Griffin III.
And I kept thinking like the rookie
quarterback, the rookie quarterback for the Redskins.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, they blitzed like six or seven guys at him on third and six thinking he would run it. And he did. Which, yeah, if he had my speed, that's probably a good idea.
Okay.
But he's a wee bit faster than me and anybody who was chasing him on that play. And yeah, so the Vikings lost. But there was plenty good over the weekend. The Yankees lost twice.
I know you're excited about that.
Unfortunately, they won on Friday, which put them in the ALCS. And it was so sad, though, on Saturday night watching Derek Jeter get hauled off the field. I hate the Yankees, but I've always liked Derek Jeter. Kind of like Favre. I mean, some Viking fans are irrational and they're like, oh, I've always hated Favre. They wouldn't even, well, crash here in the building. He just called him the quarterback when he was playing for the Vikings, even though he took us to the NFC Championship. I still respect ball players that do it the right way.
And he broke
his ankle Saturday night, and it was probably cracked for a while before that. He was just playing through it and never whining about it.
That is sad, though, when something
like
that happens.
It's not like it's a career ender or anything. I mean, it'll heal up. He'll be back next year because he's probably going to play another 5 years at least. But on the bright side, the Yankees are down 0-2 to the Tigers. So,
woot woot.
But I just love playoff baseball. Friday night, that game was so good.
I didn't watch it.
And then Saturday night's game was so good.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah. I had lots of discussions on Facebook. I was like, give me October baseball over January football any day. It's just so much more exciting.
Actually went to my first ever Stampede game on Saturday night.
Did you like hockey?
I did like it.
See, I don't get hockey.
I think there's some stuff that I still need to learn about it.
Yeah, because you know how they're skating around and then all of a sudden they stop?
Yeah, that confuses me. I was a little confused, but there's something to do with the lines in there.
The line rules. I know icing is
there
like...
There's a lot of icing going on.
Well, sometimes they just do it on purpose.
Oh, that
to
could be.
Get the puck the hell out of there.
Yeah.
I know that.
But it was really a lot of fun. There was a really good fight. Where our guy like kicked the crap out of him. He got some really good punches in, like the gloves went off and he was pounding at him and the ref just stands there. I was so confused by that.
It's part of hockey.
Yeah. Well, that's what I understand. So it was kind of like UFC mixed with ice. You know, I was digging that. So that was fun.
When I lived in Denver, everybody kept saying, oh, have you been to an Avs game yet? The Avalanche in Colorado. And I was like, no, I don't get hockey. And they're like, oh, man, once you go once, you're going to be hooked forever.
It's pretty fun.
So I went to an Avs game, and yeah, I still didn't get it.
And
there was no fight either, which made it even worse.
We had a couple of them, but that one where our guy was kicking the crap out of the other guy, that one was pretty awesome.
And what made it even worse was the game ended 1-0.
This was actually a pretty high-scoring game, from what I understand. Usually there's not this
many.
What
was the score?
6-5.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty high-scoring for hockey.
And it went into overtime.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Hockey overtime is the best overtime in the world.
Well, I know. It's like to go 5 minutes, and then otherwise then it goes to the shootout thing.
Hockey overtime is the best in any sport.
I was hoping it was going to go to a shootout, but they ended up winning, and we ended up scoring. But it was really cool. It was really fun. And the girls had a good time.
Plus,
I got to ring the cowbell, so that's fun.
Yeah, and, well, if you ever go to a hockey game and you wear a hat, don't wear a favorite hat.
Why?
You know, wear some cheap hat you got from a grain elevator or something.
Okay.
Because if somebody gets a hat trick, which is 3 goals.
Yeah.
You have to throw your hat on the ice.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of hat wearers in the crowd.
That's why.
Oh.
Because they probably like their hats.
They don't want to lose their hats.
Exactly.
Okay. Interesting.
So, there was something I got. Of all the places for me to get this first, was the most shocking thing about this story to me, was that I got this from my dad in an email forward.
From your dad?
Yeah. I don't always read my email forwards from like my folks and Crystal's folks because, I don't know, most email forwards are a long read and I don't have time for that.
It's true.
For some reason, I did open this one.
Okay.
And here is what was attached to that, or at least a shortened version of what it was. This has gone all over the internet. Maybe you've heard about it. There was a woman who called a radio station in Fargo. It's Y94, the top 40 morning show up there. It was either Thursday or Friday. And she called in to complain about being in accidents with deer and her issue with the deer crossings.
Over the past few years, I've been involved in 3 separate car accidents involving deer. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. It seems to me that so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic. You'd think they would put deer crossings maybe, you know, in smaller towns, maybe during at a school crossing. It would be a safer place for them to cross. They can direct the deer population anywhere they want to by moving that deer crossing sign. You know, why in the world would they place it on the highway or the interstate?
You can hear the one guy smacking the counter like I do when I start laughing.
Is she for real?
They swear it was for real. At least they were not in on it. I even tried emailing myself on Friday, and I haven't gotten a response back from him.
Is she for real?
Even if it is a setup, it's hilarious, and I love it. I don't care if it's set up. It's hysterically funny.
All I want to know is she that dumb?
Well,
sometimes it takes a second to get it.
Yeah.
And I think they tried to explain it to her when I listened to it.
They did.
Yeah. Like they were trying to.
But then
after
a while, they gave up and they just kind of
like,
let her go.
Okay, we'll let everybody know. They were so funny because they're like, yeah, we'll let everybody know. She just wrote letters to the editor. And
yeah, she had talked to newspapers and TV stations. And she thinks that because of the deer crossing signs mark where the deer are supposed to cross.
That's what she thinks.
Yeah. And just in case,
you're blonde this morning.
Well, it's more of a warning that this is an area where deer do cross because they're wild animals and
yeah.
can't read, and they just cross wherever they want to.
Yeah, they're not going to go where the signs are.
Yeah,
lady.
I mean, the entire city of Spearfish is a deer crossing. I don't know how many times I've driven through that town at night, and I would go from downtown to my dorm. And it would not be strange to see 7 deer.
Wow.
And that's only like, I don't think it's even a mile.
Jeez.
And that's in town.
Her mind would be blown if she went to Spearfish.
Oh, I know. The Black Hills would screw her up bad.
She would freak out.
Yeah. And one other thing here real quick, that skydiver dude jumped out of not a plane, but a capsule of some kind from 128,100 feet. And broke the sound barrier as he fell at 833.9 miles per hour.
And he's alive?
And he is alive and kicking.
You get up early in the morning, you get in that capsule, you have that delay, you're sitting there trapped in your pressure suit, and it takes forever to go up. And then we had this drama with the face shield heating, and by the time when you're up at 127,000 feet, you're already totally exhausted, you know, but this is the moment where it still starts. So you have to perform at a certain level, at 100% level. And this was tough. Believe me, I've never anticipated that it's going to be so tough.
Yeah, but you're jumping out of a plane.
What's
from like
120,000. Is that right?
128,000.
Wow. That's
like 22, 23, 24 miles up.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, that's like almost from here to Beersford up in the air.
That's insane. So, like, did he know going up, like, he could possibly obviously die?
Oh, yeah, he did know. His name is Felix Baumgartner. He's from Austria. thus the accent. But yeah, good on you, man, though. I mean, that was, it's cool.
It's very cool.
I would never in a million years do it myself.
No way, ever.
We have got Snoop Dogg is sold out. It's official.
Snoop Lion?
Yeah, no, Snoop Dogg.
Oh, okay.
You do not call him Snoop Lion in here.
Why?
It's stupid.
That's his name.
No, I called him Snoop Dogg for 20 years. I'm not changing now.
He's like Prince.
No. I didn't call Prince his symbol anyway. News is up next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel at 622, up to 76 today, 33 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I wouldn't say you're stupid. You are, but I wouldn't say it.
Okay.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is October 15th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Keisha Cole is 31 today. Or Genuine, he's 42. Paige Davis.
Who?
Paige Davis from Trading Spaces on TLC, if you ever watch that show.
Oh, I like that show.
This is how thin it is today.
Wow, that you're using Paige Davis.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
I mean, Genuine is the most famous musician in here today.
Wow.
Either him or Keisha Cole, one or the other.
Wow.
Let's see. Oh, Brenda K. Starr is 46 today. She was a singing sensation in the 80s. She did the song I Still Believe. Well, she discovered Mariah Carey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She made some money off that.
Well, not so much.
Oh,
she
no?
Sent a demo of Mariah, who was her backup singer, to Tommy Mottola. Well, Tommy Mottola married Mariah, made her a big, huge star, and now poor Brenda is hiding under the rock of obscurity with Taylor Dane and Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam and Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Lisa Lisa.
And Cult Jam. Sarah Ferguson is 53 today, the British Fergie, not the singer Fergie.
Oh.
Emeril Lagasse. Is 53 today.
Yeah.
1860, 11-year-old Grace Bedell of Westfield, New York, wrote presidential candidate Abraham Lincoln a letter suggesting he would look better if he grew a beard. So he did.
Oh.
That's how he ended up with a beard.
I wonder how she wrote it.
With crayon. 1905, in an article in Ladies' Home Journal, the very wise President Grover Cleveland wrote that women shouldn't be allowed to vote. Because they're too jealous, spiteful, and vindictive by nature.
Excuse me?
1905. And the very wise part was sarcasm.
I'm not saying that. It's not true.
I don't agree that women shouldn't be allowed to vote, but the rest of it, he was pretty much dead on.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that's not true. I'm just saying he shouldn't have said it.
Let's see. 1951, I Love Lucy premiered on CBS, ran for 6 seasons. 1976, Tina Turner and Ike Turner split personally and professionally for good. 1990, Mikhail Gorbachev won the Nobel Peace Prize for his role bringing the Cold War to an end. In 2003, just another sign that we're all going to be speaking Chinese in 25 years, China launched its first manned space mission. Yang Liwei, or however you say his name, went into orbit for 21 hours. Of course, the only other two countries that have gone to space are the U.S. and Russia.
Hmm.
But today is the greatest day I've ever known because, and it's weak, it's all I got.
Okay.
2009, remember the balloon boy?
Yes.
The hoax with Richard Mayumi Heaney, or however you say their name?
Yes.
They said their 6-year-old boy Falcon was trapped in a balloon 7,000 feet off the ground, and he wasn't, he was in the attic.
Yeah.
It was a giant hoax. That's it. That's all I got. And that's why today, October 15th is... Dirt.
I got the latest with the Justin Bieber video hoax. That's coming up in the dirt.
It is 626, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, it is 6:39.
Drink!
There's number one of the week. Although that's a pretty minor infraction.
8:30?
Well, what the 6 getting... is almost an 8, but I caught myself right away. It's not like I went on.
I mean, what if somebody's getting ready for work and all of a sudden they hear you say 8:30 and they don't have a clock in front of them and they're listening to the radio while they're getting ready to be like, oh my gosh.
Well, then you're welcome. You're awake now.
No.
So this is something that's going to, you're going to think is the most awesome thing ever.
And
I don't get why it's so fascinating, but on Thursday, a baby was born at 1:14 p.m. in Des Moines, Iowa. It should not be national news, but when you look at the numbers a little closer, people like you go nuts. It was an 8-pound, 9-ounce baby born at on 10, 11, 12.
Nice.
At 13, 14.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really not.
You don't think that's cool?
Not really.
They had to use military time, though, huh?
Yeah. So it is a little bit of a stretch.
A little.
But it was nonetheless 13, 14.
Because if you don't know what military time is, you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
There's no 13.
What time is 13?
I don't get it.
Okay, so according to a British survey, now this is a British survey, so take it for what it's worth.
It's from Britain.
4 out of 5 guys are now carrying a man bag.
A man bag. Well, you carry a man bag.
No, I carry a backpack.
You carry a man bag.
And I don't carry it. I haul my laptop in and out of work. It's not like I walk around with it all day, every day.
That's true. But you still carry a man bag.
Basically, the reason is because guys need something to carry their iPads, Kindles, and other electronic devices. So more of them have started wearing shoulder bags like a messenger bag. Or a purse.
A purse?
One chain of department stores in England says that sales are up 2,700% this year.
What? 2,700%?
Yeah, so whatever sold last year, basically 27 times more.
Wow.
The contents of the average guy's bag is about $1,600 and weighs 3.3 pounds.
Dang.
It's nearly half a pound more than the average woman's purse.
Well, you guys can handle it.
The women's purses are shrinking because electronic devices are getting smaller. The average woman's purse is 61% smaller than it was 3 years ago.
Have you noticed my purse is much smaller than normal?
No. Oh, what happened to your duffel bag?
I'm trying to go to a smaller purse.
Oh, it's stuffed completely.
But I can close it.
It looks like it has the fake stuffing that it has in the store.
No, that's because this little zipper opens up here at the top. And I have Kleenexes in there.
Okay. No, but like, show me the top of the regular inside part, because that's, it's packed. You have like a book in there.
No, I have a larger wallet, because I keep a lot of those, you know, all those cards that you have to have.
Cards?
You know, like your card for insurance, and we have like 3 of them. And
I have those in my wallet, too.
I have a whole bunch of stuff in there. I have all my punch cards from all the different places.
See, that's why I don't do punch cards.
Why not?
Because then I got to carry them around and keep track of them. And I forget I even have them the next time I go back to the place.
Getting discounts.
And the next time
stuff.
I go back to the place, it's probably going to be 6 months from now. And then the next time will be 6 months from now or from then.
So?
And then finally in 4 years, I'll fill out the punch card.
Well, it depends, I suppose, where you're going if you go there often.
And if it comes down
to with food, you'll use it.
If it comes down to my driver's license or my punch card, I'm going to choose my driver's license. So.
Right. That's why I just have a bigger wallet.
Yeah. I don't get why guys don't just start, wearing more practical clothing then.
So they should wear cargo pants.
Yeah, exactly. Then they'd have places for all their
really,
stuff.
Really, really big pockets in them.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best part about summer is, I lose my hoodie. I don't have my hoodie pockets anymore, but I have the pockets in my cargo shorts.
Right. I don't think that would work with, like, the iPads and Kindles and stuff, though.
Well, okay, you don't...
Because you wouldn't want to sit on those accidentally.
You don't have to take your iPad everywhere you go.
Okay.
You don't. You just don't.
What if you want to sit there and play some Angry Birds or read a book?
Well, that's why there are smartphones. They're way more portable.
Very true.
Yeah. So
I do think that like the over the shoulder cargo bag type.
You mean the purse
thing?
Yeah.
Man purse. I think that's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not too girly.
Backpack. Just backpack. Then you don't look like a chick.
Backpack.
Guys.
Backpack.
Yeah. Works for Dora. Why not roll with it? Anyway, let's see here. Skydiver guy, that was pretty cool. Details on that coming up. If you missed the the lady who is confused by deer crossing signs.
Oh, my goodness. She's so
that
dumb.
Is on the way as well. Hang on. I want a 4.7, Andy and Mel. 652 up to 76 today. Oh, it was good last night. It was so good. It was so much more than I even thought it would be.
Aww.
Or could be.
Aww.
And I did get my thank you tweet back from Amanda. She heard me play the Walking Dead theme for her. Over, under 10 million viewers for the premiere.
Under.
Oh, I got to go over.
Under.
Even though Dish Network doesn't carry AMC anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's
they
under.
Only have like 20 million subscribers anyway.
I saw like a commercial or whatever, a promo for it, and then it had like the Dish TV thing with like a...
Yeah, the scary voice guy goes, not available on Dish.
I thought that was pretty funny.
And no, I wrote a post about it on our website, how1047.com on Saturday. And like the backdrop at the red carpet premiere for it.
Yeah.
They even had the Dish logo crossed out.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They had that in the promo on the TV as well.
Yeah.
They're not happy with Dish TV
but,
at all.
I mean, that's not strange to see it in a TV ad, but actually on the backdrop of the red carpet premiere where all the actors are walking up, getting their picture taken.
They're obviously not very happy
about
that.
And, you know,
that.
They're splattered with logos, and you got the Walking Dead logo, you got the AMC logo, and then you have the Dish logo with the red circle and a line through it.
It's funny, actually.
I find it amusing as well.
Especially that they would go that far.
I'm not going to go spoiler and ruin it for anybody who hasn't had a chance to see it yet. There was my wife actually got a text from a friend of hers that was asking what channel it was on.
Oh.
Because the marathon was going on like all day.
Yes.
It started at 9 a.m. Saturday all the way up until last night. Like the first non-Walking Dead show on AMC in the last 48 hours was Comic Book Man at like about 10:30 last night.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was
Comic Book Man.
Comic Book Men.
Oh.
Kevin Smith, you know, Silent Bob.
Yeah.
I guess they do like a reality show in a comic book store and I guess nerds love it.
I could see why.
I watched it once.
My
only
friend
because
Kyle probably likes it.
The only reason I watched it was because it was they were gonna show a clip from the next episode in the middle of it.
Okay.
And yeah, the show bored me to death. It was not amusing.
Hmm.
It's kind of like Pawn Stars with comic books.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know?
I'm getting which. I'm
and
getting
then
it.
They sit right. around and do a podcast or something. And
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But woo-hoo. All I got to say, without ruining too much, is zombies in riot gear. Pretty awesome.
It sounds pretty awesome.
And plausible, too. I mean, if there was such a thing as a zombie apocalypse.
It would make sense.
You know? Mm-hmm. Well, they were putting down a riot at a prison. And
it makes sense.
They were wearing their riot gear when they got... Dead, however they got dead and then undead.
How did they get to them then? Did they like bite them on the arm or something if they were in riot gear, you know?
Well, here's the thing. Spoiler alert. You don't want to, if you miss the end of season two, I'm about to ruin some stuff for you here.
So
but
plug your ears.
It's been out on Blu-ray and
it's aired okay. Long time ago. I think it's fine.
Everybody's infected.
Oh. Even the people that are fighting?
You don't have to get bit. If you die, you come back.
Oh. Interesting.
There. I gave the spoiler alert, so no one can be mad at me.
Okay.
But wow. it was awesome. I'm going to guess it is, if it's not 10, it's, well, let's go with 9. That was like how many people watched the season finale last year. It's got to be over 9.
Maybe.
Got to be over 9.
I don't know. I'm still going to go under. We'll find out later this week.
They had a lot more expensive sponsors on the show last night, too. That's the other thing I noticed.
Mm.
Like, Subway was sponsoring.
Now it's gaining in popularity, then, if you've got that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they're doing, like, a car giveaway with Hyundai, which I couldn't even enter for because their server was so overwhelmed, I couldn't enter the contest. I tried to enter this morning, and it says, oh, tune in next Sunday.
All 8.2 million viewers are trying to log in.
I think it's gonna be more than that.
I don't know. I think it's gonna be under 9.
Still, for a cable show?
For a cable show, it's impressive. And not being on Dish TV.
It, and I mean, like, NCIS is like the number one drama, and it gets about 19 or 20 every week.
So yeah, it's on
regular Walking
TV.
Dead is getting like half, and they're on over the air broadcast, so. And as much as I love NCIS, The Walking Dead is so much better. But if you're scared of scary shows, you'll never watch it.
It's kind of scary, but
season
not...
two was mostly soap opera, which was annoying.
Yeah.
Last night was not so much soap opera.
I think it's kind of a scary show, but I don't think it's overly scary where I can't watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's more like an action show. Because like action movies, even when they got gory, never bothered me.
Right.
Horror movies always bothered me.
Yeah, I can't do horror movies.
And it's more like an action movie than a
Yeah, I think that's why it's
horror.
It's why people will still watch it and not be like freaked out by it.
And whenever there's a creative zombie kill, that's always fun.
Definitely.
Like the Riot Gear zombies. Clever, Maggie. Clever. Anyway, if you missed out on the Deer Crossing Lady, that is next. Hang on.
Hot 1047.com.